So you ready to do this? All right, let's roll with the news.
It's time for the most insightful wrestling show today. Wrestling Weekly is on the air.
Are we ready?
I'm very excited.
Please join us in the chat room at WrestlingWeekly.com to submit questions for tonight's guests.
Hello, this is Mick Foley, and you are listening to Doc Young.
He is my friend.
And the inimitable Les Thatcher.
He's a legend. He's one of the greatest of all time.
You're listening to Wrestling Weekly.
The most dominant force in this business today.
And it all starts tonight.
Yeah.
Where are the stars in this piece of...
And now, your host for Wrestling Weekly, Doc Young and legendary Les Thatcher.
Are we on, Doc?
We are on.
All right, we're on Ted Turner time, right? We come 5 after the hour. We found the wrong day. We couldn't get the right time. I don't know. Anyway, since we're cutting into my primetime television viewing, do I get a raise?
Yes, you absolutely do. We're going to double it.
Yeah, we're doubling. All right.
We're going to double your pay.
All right, well, wow. It's a lot of paperwork for the auditors and everything, but work it out.
Yeah. I'm excited. I'm excited about the new time and really excited about what's going to be going on tonight on the show. We've got all the Hot Topic guys coming on the show, so that's going to be pretty cool.
Yeah.
We got the whole batch ready for you.
Was your holiday successful, fun, relaxing, what?
It was okay. It was decent.
Okay.
We've got Brian Alvarez coming on the show. We've got, of course, Pete Doyle, Irish Pete from UPW. He's a former WWE creative writer. He's going to be on the show tonight. Also, we've got Bruce Mitchell from The Torch and Dave Meltzer from Wrestling Observer.
Yeah.
So we got a full show tonight.
So we're going to kind of recap 2005 and everybody's... high points and low points and so forth and so on. And listen, I knew it was your year on Monday night when Vince made the first ever bra and panties gauntlet match.
Oh, yeah.
For the pay-per-view this Sunday. I said, this is the year of Doc Young. How better to start the new year?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Than to see all these women in their bra and panties.
Yeah, we're going to get to that later because we've got... the prediction time, the prediction game. We're going to have to name it. We're going to have to name this whole segment. The prediction game. We're going to be predicting who's going to win tonight in New Year's Revolution. And it's going to be a fun game. We've got the results from last week. We can get into that in a minute. But first, I want to say a very happy birthday to a very good friend of mine, Les.
Yes.
Jim Ross.
Is Jim a good friend of yours, too?
Yes, he is.
I didn't realize we traveled in the same circles. How old is Jim today?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No, but I went to his house yesterday.
Yeah?
And
yeah.
We had a barbecue. We had some barbecue sauce, JR's barbecue sauce on it,
right.
Everything.
All right.
It was great. And, yes, he said thank you for giving me one of the happiest birthdays I've had.
Right.
And if you believe that, you know, we've got...
If I believe, you've got a bridge to sell me. I know.
Yeah, and we've got Hulk Hogan coming on tonight, too.
But you certainly have perked my head. I need to contact Jim and see how he's doing.
Yeah.
But, that's two good things. Jim had a birthday and the Braun Panties Gauntlet match. So,
yeah.
Doc, it's all on you in the new year, 2006.
And plus, we got on the air tonight, so that was pretty cool.
We got on the air, yes.
All right, let's get to some news, Les.
All right.
It's news time.
What's up?
Well, December 30th, SmackDown finished with a 2.1 rating with a 4.0 share. The ratings are always low around the holidays, though. The Christmas Eve edition of TNA Impact did a 0.9, which is slightly higher than their 0.8 average.
Well, you know, honestly, I guess a lot of people were home Christmas Eve, which might have, you know, helped the rating. rating out on that. I have no idea, and I guess we'll know more when we see, you know, give it a couple more Saturday nights to analyze. See where the numbers are.
Doing pretty good. December 26th, Raw did a 3.7 with a 6.0 share off of hours of 3.5 and 3.8.
Uh-huh. Well, they're staying about the same.
Yeah. AM Raw did a 0.6 rating with a 1.5 share. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, on to some other news. Those are the ratings for the week. On to some news now. On our top story on December 27th, World Wrestling Entertainment withdrew their attempt to prevent Brock Lesnar from working for New Japan Pro Wrestling. They did know, though, that they were reserving the possibility of attempting to do so again in the future. Lesnar scheduled the main event, the New Japan Pro Wrestling Tokyo Dome event, tonight. The withdrawal was accepted on the 29th by the presiding judge, and yesterday's hearing on the matter was canceled.
Okay. You know what? There's more legalities, more legal battles going on, which seem to be of more interest to people in some of the storyline.
Absolutely.
You know, everybody's suing at somebody.
Yeah.
Have your lawyer contact my lawyer, and we'll work out something.
Yeah, I think we should get lawyers.
Yeah, I've got one. I try not to spend any more money with him than just necessary. Thank you very much.
We need a lawyer in the family, in the Wrestling Weekly family.
Okay. Lesnar needs to work. I mean, that's, you know, I think that whole thing is, you know, I don't know. The legal ramifications I am not, you know, in a position to comment on, but I just think it's, you know, it's beyond absurd. And someone had asked me earlier this evening if I thought he would end up back in the United States in the next couple of years. I said, yeah, I think he'll end up back with WWE at some point.
Yeah, probably. Gregory Helms was allowed to take the weekend off last weekend, the WWE house shows over Christmas week, actually, as one of his grandmothers died and the other was hospitalized.
Yeah, well, that's tough, especially during the holidays, and you know, that's both the ladies and you know, with problems and at the same time. That's a lot of mental stress on the family. So
yeah, and it is nice of them to let them take the weekend off too, especially since it happened over Christmas and all those things. And Helms, you're in our thoughts, basically. Mike Tenay had recently brought up the idea of TNA creating an X-Division Tag Team Championship in 2006. And he continues to push the idea with management. We're going to have to talk to him about that.
Okay. Yeah, I just, you know, I still have to, somebody has to really define the X-Division for me.
Yeah, it's...
Before I decide whether you should do something for it or not do something for it, I don't know what it is. I mean, I do know, you know, it's wrestlers.
Mm-hmm.
But what is the difference between the X Division and just the plain old everyday TNA wrestlers?
Right.
Right.
That's something we're not...
Give me the answer. I mean, I'm waiting to hear. You know me.
I don't have an answer for you.
I'm looking for logic here.
I do not have an answer for you. It's about no limits, my friend.
Huh?
It's about no limits, Les Thatcher.
Okay.
That's all I can tell you.
No limits. All right. Well, there are limits. There are referees out there. Right?
Les.
What?
You do this every week.
Well, that's maybe my problem. Maybe actually that's the industry's problem, not mine.
Yeah.
Somebody
called into WWE.com to bite this past Wednesday. According to PW Insider, the caller at the 51-minute mark ended his call and said, TNA is better than WWE. Todd Grisham replied, then why are you calling our show, retard? Call TNA show, if they have one, which I doubt. I think it airs Sunday night at 4 a.m. in Japan. The clip has since been edited.
Whatever.
kind of unprofessional.
And the caller really, that was a bad, the etiquette there wasn't real good either.
No, it wasn't, but that's the callers.
Sure.
I'm not going to say anything about the Bite This fans, but some of the people that call in, Should be asking their parents' permission first.
Okay.
Can I put it that way?
I guess you could.
I just did.
I guess you could, yeah. Well, you know, that's like taking Raw posters to TNA or TNA posters to Raw. I mean, it's, hey, they confiscated that. Really? Did they wonder why? I mean, come on.
Yeah.
You know, that's like, you know, I you know, it's a, it's just a, you know, it's, doesn't make, I understand why they're doing it. You know, it doesn't make a lot of sense. So the caller was at fault too, but yeah, the host pulled a snafu. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah. There's a rumor circulating that former WWF and WCW superstar Hacksaw Jim Duggan passed away. This rumor is false, guys. Duggan is alive and well. Just ask him. He'll tell you.
Okay.
This rumor started when somebody posted on TNA's message board impersonating Jeremy Borish, and he claimed that Duggan had passed away. No truth to the rumor.
So, I'm glad to hear that.
Finally, a rumor killer makes the news on Wrestling Weekly this week.
There's a rumor in professional wrestling. No, really?
Yes.
I don't believe that.
I also heard that there was, well, I can't get anybody to confirm the rumor about, remember we talked about a couple weeks ago the game where the TNA stars were backstage and they would sneak up behind each other and hit each other in the face as hard as they could. I couldn't get anybody in TNA to confirm that that actually goes on.
Okay.
So that might just be another rumor. So
it might be.
Another rumor killer for you.
All right. That keeps the internet hot. The more rumors, the merrier.
The internet fuels from rumors.
Yes, it does, doesn't it?
Basically. Former TNA star Sonny Siaki is reportedly signed a developmental deal with WWE. No word on yet when he'll start.
Okay.
Or when he will appear for the company.
I'm wondering if he'll end up in the Deep South because he lives in the Atlanta area.
Mm-hmm.
I would imagine rather than OVW, maybe not.
Isn't that kind of a step down, do you think? Or
well,
to be on TNA and the
to
and
tell you the truth, well, was he, you know, I don't know what he was making per week with TNA.
True.
Dollars and cents wise, if he's getting $750 a week, it could be a step up.
That's true too. Yeah, I didn't. I wasn't really thinking about money at the time.
Oh, well,
I was thinking about status, you know.
Well, Sonny's a decent hand. I don't know where, you know, where WWE plans to put him or what they plan to do with him, but you know, he hasn't been a breakout for anybody. Couldn't tell you why. he's mechanically pretty sound. You know, he's a good-looking kid. But I would say that the guy who pulled some strings for him there would be Dusty. He worked for Dusty's, Turnbuckle?
Yeah.
Turnbuckle
Championship.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Turnbuckle Championship Wrestling. When Dusty ran a promotion based out of Atlanta, I know Sonny worked for him. So... and I hear that Dusty may be the new commissioner, general manager of Raw. Is that,
that's the rumor that's going around.
Okay.
We'll have to see.
Whatever.
Samoa Joe injured himself over the weekend at IWA's Mid-South Strong Style tournament and had to drop out of the remainder of the tourney. Joe told Wrestling Weekly that it's a minor sprained ankle and that he's healing it with ice. He was not expected to miss any time, and he did wrestle yesterday at TNA's taping.
All right, well, good. Good. I'm glad to hear that.
Yes, it was a close call. And that's something you got to worry about, you know. Going to a small show like IWA and injuring yourself. And that's why sometimes these you'll see these indie guys charge, or these TNA guys charge a lot, you know, to wrestle at the indies. And this is why.
Well, you know, they've got to. Well, this is one of the reasons that WWE doesn't allow their people, for the most part, to work outside anymore.
Right.
There was a time when you could book some of the WWE guys,
mm-hmm.
you know. And, of course, now, even, you know, it's like, wait a minute, we're paying these people. If they go down, I still, you know, that hurts the whole roster. So I see the value in it. I mean, I really do. I see the point there. It's about business. And Joe's gonna do well for somebody.
Absolutely. BG James and his quote-unquote brother Kip James are the stars of a clip that has been circulating around the internet. Now, in the clip, the James brothers make no bones about their hatred for Triple H, and they make claims that Hunter held them and many others down. They specifically mentioned Randy Orton as somebody that Triple H held back. The clip is full of cursing, so if you do choose to watch it, you can find it at YouTube.com.
Yes, I watched it, and I was shocked, Noah. I wasn't really shocked.
I know you weren't.
No. You know, it's okay. It's their, you know, it's their opinion. And,
yeah.
It was, you know, quite blunt and to the point. So, you know, this, I don't know. I don't know. Again, you know, that seems to be more important than actually, did so-and-so have a good match?
You know what? That's true. This whole news segment has been filled with sensationalistic stuff, and there's no Samoa Joe did have a good match though in the first round that IWA Mid South tournament.
He did. Did you go to that?
Let's add that into the news. No, this is the internet's opinion.
Oh, okay.
From the fans, what's been going on? And Samoa Joe always there.
Well, you know, he is going to do well in this business. You know, I've said that all along, and he will. And I guess one of the ripple effects from Sting signing is that some of the guys, including Joe, are unhappy with their money at this point in time.
Right.
So that's. But you know, you're going to have. I mean, here's the thing: if it comes down to a bidding war, Vince and less Panda. You know, pulls out the stops, then I don't know what's, you know, Vince is going to win it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's, you know, they're talking about that Spike might have picked up part of Sting's payroll, which is fine if that's good. But now how much input does that give Spike into content of show? And there's where we run into a problem,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
I won't tell you how to wire that computer. Please don't tell me how to train a wrestler.
Uh-huh.
You know, my point is, if that gives them some sort of control over creative and content, I that's not a good thing.
No.
That's not a good thing.
No, absolutely not. We've got a great show for everybody tonight, and like I said, we've got coming on the show Brian Alvarez from the Figure Four Weekly Newsletter. We've got Irish Pete Doyle from UPW, former WWE creative writer. We've got also Bruce Mitchell from the PW Torch, and Dave Meltzer, the man himself, from the Wrestling Observer, the guy who started it all.
Yes, and we've got Doc Young.
And we've got Doc Young, and we've got Les Thatcher.
And we're going to do... And you've already told me, but from the last pay-per-view that we called the winners and losers on, you beat me.
Yes, I did. And we might as well run through that right now.
Well, I'm putting you out there, kid, so that you can look strong.
I have to get my papers.
Go to it.
Let me put my cans down here and walk over here and get my
your
notes.
Cans, put your cans
them.
Down?
I didn't have them right in front of me.
Okay.
Okay, let's see. It started with JBL versus Matt Hardy. We both picked JBL, and JBL was the winner in that one. Then there was Juventud Guerrero versus Kid Cash. Now, you went with Hoovy,
yeah.
Which was the favorite. Now, I went out on a limb. I'm a little renegade, you know.
Right.
I went with Kid Cash. Kid Cash won.
Yeah, I know.
So that was 2-1. Benoit versus Booker T. We both knew Benoit would win because we're smart like that. So, and we.
That wasn't a tough pick since he was down 3-0.
3-0, yeah, exactly. Also, Batista and Rey Mysterio versus Big Show and Kane. You went with
go ahead, Doc. Spit it out.
Thank you. You went with Batista and Mysterio.
Yes, I did.
Favorites again.
Boy, was I wrong.
Yes, another underdog win
now,
for me.
I'm going to stop you there for a minute, and somebody has to tell me the logic of this. you take the belts off of a good young team and put them on Batista, who's already your world champion, and Ray Ray.
Right.
Okay, then you have a Raw Tag Team Champions versus SmackDown Tag Team Champions, and you beat your team, the new SmackDown Champions, with their heavyweight champion as half of that team.
Right.
Then they lose the belts right back to M&M the very next week.
Yeah.
Explain that to me.
Doesn't make a lot. I don't know. I was looking at it from a different perspective when I made the pick of Big Show and Kane. Like I explained on the last episode, we had Big Show and Kane. The Raw versus SmackDown feud is the way I was looking at it. Raw was down, so that's why I picked Raw. As for Batista and Mysterio doing that whole thing, I think it was just for that. I think it was just for...
But why? What was the need?
To put some butts in the seats, I think, was the
but,
attempt.
But it wasn't like belts against belts, was it?
No, it wasn't.
Okay, so then, again, Leslie Logic here is looking for some.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, please, give me that's the whole point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, never mind who I picked for the winner or the loser, that's not even relevant to what I'm saying here. It's what I'm saying here is I don't even understand the booking of that.
Right.
Because you put the belts on, you beat one team to put the belts on a team that was going to lose two straight, and the second one would be right back to the team that they won. They beat for the belts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
And you're right. It really doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
No, it doesn't. And you know, and that's one of the, to me, one of the problems with hooking customers, viewers, fans, whatever you want, call them and keeping them.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, if Law and Order doesn't make any sense, I stop watching it.
Right.
You know, and if you are a television drama of some degree, then you got to pay attention to these things, I believe.
Yeah, I'll agree with you on that one.
All right, let's move on past the tag team debacle and what's next.
M&M versus Psychosis and Super Crazy. We both went with the logical choice, M&M, and they came out on top.
Okay.
And also Randy Orton versus The Undertaker. We both went for Taker, and he took it.
See?
Yep. So,
but you beat me by one, right?
By two.
Two,
one,
okay.
Two, three, four, five, six. 6-4.
Okay.
So we're going to have to – I think what we're going to do is have a little column, have a little box on our main screen, and have the percentages. And this week it's going to say Doc 100%.
Okay.
Just because I know, like, at the end of the year, I'm going to end up like 30% or something like that, and you're going to have like 90%.
You know what? I'm not a very good gambler. I'm not, Doc. So you may fool yourself, and you may end up the winner. Now, what's the prize? Are you going to buy me a new home or something if I win?
We should come up with something.
Yeah, we should. Okay.
Next week we'll come up with something. We'll make a wager.
All right, we still have to pick for this coming Sunday's. This is Wednesday. We have to keep remembering that for this coming Sunday's pay per view. We've got to make some picks before the night's over too, right?
Yep, we got to do that.
Okay.
I was
going
to save that for after Meltzer.
Okay,
actually, so. We do need to be getting to our first guest, though. So
okay, let's do that then.
Let's take a quick break. We're going to come back with Figure Four Weekly's Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Weekly. Don't go anywhere. It's Doc Young and Les Thatcher here on WrestlingWeekly.com. Stick around.
We know you hate this part, but Wrestling Weekly will return after this short break.
Why are you doing this to me?
Brothers and sisters, we're here for one reason and one reason alone.
What's up, gang? The Trey Dog here with my tag team partner,
JFK.
Are you looking for the latest and greatest in wrestling media?
Check out our brand new site, www.wrestlingmedianetwork.com.
The new home of some of your favorite wrestling radio shows, such as
Wrestling News Live,
WTR Sunday Nights,
Monday Night Mayhem,
Wrestling Weekly,
and Trash Talking Radio.
Also, a brand new show that will cover the latest from the world of PS2, PS3, Xbox, and Xbox 360 video games. Not to mention video interviews and other other special wrestling video features. For your one-stop shop in the world of wrestling and video game media,
visit our new home at www.wrestlingmedianetwork.com.
Country boys gon' rock and roll. Yeah, the record man's home is so you'll never get it on the radio. Well, I'm a crazy son of a
bad word,
but I know I'm gonna make it big and rich. Yeah, I'm gonna let it rip.
www.wrestlingmedianetwork.com.
Here's the latest news and information on total non-stop action wrestling. It's TNAWrestling.com. TNAWrestling.com. Log on right now and get your fix of all things TNA Wrestling. Event photos, streaming video, and all of the backstage gossip. It's just one click away. Plus, right now, you can find special savings in our merchandise area with a complete line of DVDs featuring Nevermore, the best of Raven, Enigma, the best of Jeff Hardy, and Phenomenal, the best of AJ Styles. Plus, all of our monthly pay-per-view events on DVD as well. And don't forget to check out photos of our lovely ladies in the knockout section. It's your online home for total non-stop action wrestling. It's TNAWrestling.com. TNAWrestling.com.
And now it's time for the news.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Hello, this is Adam Martin from WrestleView.com with some breaking news. For all the latest and greatest in wrestling media, check out a brand new website at www.wrestlingmedianetwork.com, the new home of some of your favorite wrestling radio shows such as WTR Sunday Nights, Wrestling News Live, Monday Night Mayhem, Wrestling Weekly, and Trash Talking Radio. Also, a brand new show that will cover all the latest from the world of PS2, PS3, Xbox, and Xbox 360 video games, not to mention video interviews and other special wrestling video features. For your one-stop shop in the world of wrestling and video game media, visit our new home at www.wrestlingmedianetwork.com. This has been a breaking news update from WrestleView.com. I'm Adam Martin.
Back to you!
Hey, do you find that wrestling is more to you than just a passing fancy? Do you need to know more about your favorite wrestler? Do you absolutely have to know all about their history? You, my friend, aren't just passionate. You're obsessed.
Geez, you know, that information might have been a little more useful to me yesterday.
We have a fix for that.
Throw me a frickin' bone here. Need the info.
Check out obsessedwithwrestling.com. All the info you need to know about everyone. Located at www.obsessedwithwrestling.com. Histories, title info, bios, aliases, real names.
Once again, things that could have been brought to my attention yesterday!
If wrestling isn't just a passion, but an obsession, check out www.obsessedwithwrestling.com today.
Doc Young, Les Thatcher back here with you at Wrestling Weekly. Right now on the line from the Figure Four Wrestling Newsletter, Brian Alvarez. Brian, I want to thank you for joining us for this 2005 year-end review.
Yeah, no problem.
Hey, Brian, how was your holiday? You have a good time?
Yeah, it was good. Everything's fine.
Very good. Very good. And do you have any New Year's resolutions?
God, I didn't even really think about it, to be honest with you. So. 2005 was the best and worst of the whole world, so I'm just hoping to survive 2006, really.
I hear you.
Yeah. All right, Brian, what we're going to do, you know the drill. We're going to go over something positive and something negative from the year. What have you come up with?
I think just looking back at the whole year, it's like I will never forget 2005 as long as I live for a number of reasons, but I think my best and worst, I think that you know, obviously the worst, my pick for the worst would be Eddie Guerrero's death and WWE's handling of it. And my best would be the great matches that we saw all over the world, the matches such as the Joe and Kobashi, the Kurt Angle and Shawn Michaels match at WrestleMania. That was really like, this year we saw the very, very best of what great pro wrestling is in those matches and the very, very worst of what pro wrestling is and Vince McMahon being Vince McMahon. So
yeah, and it just kind of figures that, you know, the worst has to come from WWE, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, but I also had, you know, a best from WWE. They had that match, so
yeah.
I just think that, you know, there was a time a couple of years ago, I think it was especially maybe 4 or 5 years ago, where Dave mentioned something in the Observer about how the business was at such a peak, but there didn't seem to be a lot of good matches all around the world, and now it's just totally changed. There's so much great wrestling everywhere. And really the good news is, if you watch stuff like Eddie Guerrero's lowrider being used at an angle and it really upsets you and you just decide to curse WWE,
mm-hmm.
I mean, you can still be a wrestling fan because there's great stuff everywhere. You just got to really look for it, and it's there. TNA, some awesome matches, Samoa Joe, AJ Styles, Ring of Honor's had some great stuff. Some good stuff in Japan, not awesome. Mexico's been hot, so really just, you know, the best and worst of pro wrestling was 2005.
Don't you think, Brian, I was saying to somebody just today, we had Gabe Spolsky on the show here just at the end of last year. Ring of Honor is kind of the middle ground. I mean, where TNA is more going for the big bumps, high energy, and the hardcore stuff, the barbed wire and that whole mess. And obviously WWE is headed further towards entertainment and less sports. Ring of Honor kind of affords you the middle ground, don't you think?
Yeah, and really, I think the strength of Ring of Honor is they know exactly what they are, they know what they're not going to be and cannot be, and they're happy with that. They know they're not going to get a huge TV deal, they're not trying to compete with WWE or TNA, they're doing their own thing. And really, because they're doing DVDs and pretty much just house shows, that's their main source of income is DVD sales off the shows, they can have a 3-hour show and have 8 matches and have, you know, a ton of different styles on there. You can have the high-flying match with zero psychology. You can have the long main event. You can have the stiff match. You can have some entertainment. You can have some wacky characters. And really, you can have it all, and it doesn't have the problems that TNA has where, you know, you've got a 1-hour show and you're trying to shove 500 people into 45 minutes or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it doesn't have the problems that WWE has, which is just everybody's insane. So really, it's a good middle ground, and really, when you watch it, there's usually something for everybody on the shows.
Do you have any predictions for the coming year?
I think that if you would have asked me 3 months ago, I would have said that my prediction for 2006 is that the momentum is going to totally shift. WWE is going to be having some big problems, and TNA and UFC are going to take off. Now, I'm not quite so sure. I think that WWE has enough stuff going on. They have enough money-making ventures, including a lot of stuff outside the country, that they're not going to tank as badly as I thought they were going to tank. I think that following WrestleMania, probably May, June, July, that period, I think things are going to be pretty bad. But I think at least through WrestleMania, everything's going to be totally fine. And they've got enough money that if they tank after WrestleMania, you know, they're still going to be all right. And as far as TNA, I keep expecting change, and I never see it. Thing might turn everything around. I don't think he's going to, but you never know. He might hook some casual fans. But they just seem to be doing the same thing. And, you know, it's been 3 months now, and nothing's changed. So right at this point, I don't see when anything's going to change in 2006. And as far as UFC, maybe. And I think that if any of the three companies has a chance of taking off, it's UFC because they're going to have the Ultimate Fighter with Shamrock and Tito, which I think is going to be huge. But they also sort of – actually, they have the best chance of all of having a great 2006. So a lot of big matches set up. And I don't see quite the momentum I saw a few months ago, but still, I think it'll do pretty well.
You know, it's – was in watching Raw the other night, I was thinking, you know, it becomes frustrating because a lot of the content, you just really aren't into, and yet you know around the corner there's going to be that good match.
Yeah.
You know, it's frustrating.
It really is. It does get to be. But, yeah, I think Alvarez pretty much hit it on the spot. There's a lot of best and worst coming from WWE this year. They've pretty much covered the spectrum.
They have covered the entire spectrum. I mean, this was the year. I mean, the WrestleMania match was really one of the best matches I've ever seen in my life. And, you know, this year I saw a new side of Vince. I always think that maybe I've figured him out, but after the Eddie Guerrero death, I saw a new side of him that I'd never seen before, and it was the worst of just being in pro wrestling. So, yeah, they covered everything.
All righty. I want to talk about your show.
All right.
How's it been going lately?
Things have been going very well. We've got two shows at F4WOnline.com. We've got a daily show where we interview a bunch of guests, and we've got a Brian and Vinny show, which is really just a completely unprofessional show that rarely even talks about wrestling. And strangely enough, people are signing up because of it, so I guess we'll keep doing it. But
yeah, a lot of people. Go ahead.
Check that out. I've heard a couple, and I have just not taken the time. I'm gonna have to go in on the archives and listen to the Brian and Vinny show.
Yeah.
What do you talk about on the Brian and Vinny show?
Well, you know, usually we started doing it just after SmackDown and after Raw,
mm-hmm.
and we would just review the shows. And, you know, sometimes the shows were just, there was nothing to them, and we'd be done in 10 minutes.
Right.
So we just sort of get talking about whatever, because, you know, we've got time to kill, and, you know, once you subscribe, everything's free. So, you know, no one's really paying anything extra for this. So, you know, we just started talking about what happened this past weekend or whatever, and for some reason it just took off. And I don't know why, and I really don't care, to be honest with you. I'm just happy that it has. So.
Yeah, they're talking about it in the chat room right now. They said it's hilarious.
Yeah, so. People seem to be happy with it, so we'll keep doing it. But
right, check it out, the Brian and Vinny Show on 4WWrestling.com.
Yep, at 4WOnline.com.
4WOnline.com.
Yep, so, yeah.
And don't forget that Brian also co-anchors Wrestling Observer Live on Sunday nights.
That's right. And Observer Live is actually off for several weeks, but we will return, and Vince Russo is going to be the guest, so that should be quite the show.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
And he will agree on a lot of things, I know.
Oh, yes, I'm sure. So.
It's going to be a good broadcast.
So now I have to actually read his book, so I'm a little upset about that, but okay.
Brian, I want to thank you for being on the show, and we'll probably be seeing you next week, because I think it's your turn next week for Hot Topic.
Okay, cool. Sounds good.
Brian, right. Take care.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, bye, Brian. Brian Alvarez from the Figure Four Weekly Newsletter here on WrestlingWeekly.com.
And for those that aren't paying attention, or for those that are, Texas is ahead of USC 9-7 in, with 4 minutes and 4 seconds to go in the second quarter.
Wow.
That's at the Rose Bowl in Pasadena.
Yes, the big one. All right, let's what do you want to do, Les?
I just follow. You
want to follow my lead?
Yes.
What about you? What was your favorite from this year?
What was my favorite?
Yeah, I'm going to put you on the spot.
You know what? I really don't know. Obviously, the down thing for me, I mean, we lost approximately 30 wrestlers,
mm-hmm.
Former or current,
right.
You know, over the last year that I read the list somewhere. But the two young, you know, Candido, I mean, a couple of young guys, I shouldn't say they were, you know, that they weren't important. They obviously, everybody's important to their families, if no one else.
Right.
But the two most high-profile young guys, Candido and Eddie Guerrero, both had fought off their demons and had, you know, gotten their acts together. Both, you know, were doing, you know, Candido was just starting to really hit his stride again. But I just, you know, that's really the down thing for me, I think, you know.
Yeah.
And you know, funny, Brian mentioned, Michaels and Angle's match. Good matches. I mean, that's, to me, that's what it's all about. I can deal with, you know, some sophomoric humor and nonsensical stuff if it takes, you know, takes you to a good in-ring product.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when it has no value, and you know, we were talking about WWE, but then I see that in you know, well, like this Jackie Gata Gail Kim, Jeff Jarrett triangle thing.
Right.
You know, where do you go with that? Are the girls going to work? Okay, then I see some value to it, maybe.
I hope that's what's coming up.
I knew you would.
No, I'm not talking bra and panty stuff, but Jackie is a decent wrestler. But Gail Kim is awesome.
Yeah.
And I'd love to see Gail Kim get back in the ring.
Well, you know, but I'm just saying, if it takes you someplace, okay. If it doesn't, I don't see the value, you
mm-hmm.
know. And, but there were some good matches, and I think that's, you know, Brian had a real valid point there. It's, but that's what it's about. That's, you know, what amazes me, and maybe we'll talk about more maybe when Pete's on, but what amazes me is like, okay, we're doing the girls kissing the girls. We're going back to that now. And, you know, and some of this stuff, it didn't work the first time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it. I mean, again, if it doesn't put asses in seats, excuse my French, or make buys on a pay-per-view or sells, then I just don't see. You know,
mm-hmm.
So there. You know, I think at some point Cena is going to make a very strong heel. I think part of this is I don't know who's writing his. His raps, but I mean, are the ones that he uses on the show. If the writers are doing it for him, they're weak, and they're turning him into a homophobic character.
Yeah,
I mean, stop and think about it.
I don't know. I don't see it so much as homophobic as I see it as adolescent.
Well, okay, adolescent homophobia. How's that? Well, no, I mean, you know, you're in every sentence, you're questioning somebody else's sexuality.
That's true, yeah.
Then at some point, I think you need to look in the mirror, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like everybody else is, but I'm not, right?
Yeah, when you look at it like
I'm
that.
I'm saying all of you people are crazy,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think that's part, you know, they wonder why people are booing, but I think that in part of it, I don't even think he looks comfortable. I'm watching him do it Monday night.
Right.
I said, he doesn't even seem comfortable with it. You know, and it doesn't flow. And at some point, you know, it's amazing. I remember a number of years ago when people were first starting to think merchandise and they were saying, well, you know, and where the promoters didn't think it was important, and now it's more important than anything else. And one of their concerns is John sells merchandise.
Mm-hmm.
And so we can't make it into a heel.
Right.
At some point, you're going to have to.
Yeah.
You know, and it'll work.
An anti-hero, at least.
That's the other thing. There are certain things in this business you can't reinvent. And the strongest turns are those that the fans make.
Mm-hmm.
Austin became a babyface not because creative had thought of it. It wasn't their idea.
Right.
Right?
Mm.
Okay. So, I mean, and that goes back in time, back to Dick the Bruiser. In this area before I broke into the business, for God's sakes. You know, he was such a strong kick-ass heel that the fans finally turned him into a babyface. It's happened with several, you know, top heels in several places, or the reverse, if that's the case.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they're...
I kind of like Cena as a heel, sort of like an anti-heel.
Well, I think what John and I was on the Wrestling Guys earlier tonight, which is a friend of mine, Sean Stenham's show, done out of Middletown,
mm-hmm.
Ohio, and we were talking about and I had the chance to work with John when he was in OVW, and I really like John as a person. He's a good kid, and he deserves everything he's getting. I mean, and he's got his heart into it, and he's doing what he's told and what he's asked. And given it everything he's got, they need to develop his in-ring. It needs to be stronger in-ring, which means that instead of making a couple personal appearances, he needs to work with Steamboat or Malenko or whoever, you know, Fit Finley.
Right.
Those guys, you know, because that's the – and I think there's part of the deal where the males in the audience are turning on him, you know, is they sense this. I mean, they're not going to talk about the way you and I are talking about it, right?
Right.
But they don't see what I see through a trainer's eye or an ex-wrestler's eye. But still, I think that's part of it. But at some point, he's going to have to turn.
Mm-hmm.
Not because creative says so, but because it's, you know, and you've got a more sophisticated audience today. They realize a lot of them realize what you're trying to do. So some of them, you know, it's like this whole thing about Vince currently. I think Vince is just messing with your head, baby. That's what I think. Well, no, you know, I don't think Vince takes the time or has the time to read, to surf the net and read what's on the websites or for that matter, read the sheets.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody does, and several people do, and they tell him, you know, what the concept is. You know what they thought of you this week, Vince? They so-and-so said, you know. So he's using it.
Right.
And what's happening? Well, I don't like the show that I'm watching because that SOB Vince is doing it. Okay, well, then you're, you know, then he's getting his job done, too.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, but the problem with that is it's not creating new fans. That's the problem. And it's not, and nothing there is going to hook anybody to come back. It's still the in-ring product that's got to hook you on wrestling. You can find better comedy elsewhere, total nudity elsewhere,
yeah.
Sexual storylines elsewhere. So, I mean, again, you know, what should be the main product is what they're going to have to work on bringing up.
Yeah, I agree with you. Good rant.
Thank you.
We are going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we've got Bruce Mitchell from PW Torch.
Okay.
And he's going to give us his positive and negative and predictions for 2006.
And I got something for Bruce, too.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
We'll see after the commercial.
Well, I always pick on him. Okay.
Save it. Save it for after the commercial, my friend.
All right.
Doc Young, Les Thatcher here with you on Wrestling Weekly. We're going to take a quick break. Bruce Mitchell, when we come back, stick around.
Wrestling Week, you return to all the fun right after this.
What are you doing? You having fun?
I'm having a blast.
And now it's time for the news.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Hello, this is Adam Martin from WrestleView.com with some breaking news. For all the latest and greatest in wrestling media, check out a brand new website at www.wrestlingmedianetwork.com, the new home of some of your favorite wrestling radio shows such as WTR Sunday Nights, Wrestling News Live, Monday Night Mayhem, Wrestling Weekly, and Trash Talking Radio. Also, a brand new show that will cover all the latest from the world of PS2, PS3, Xbox, and Xbox 360 video games, not to mention video interviews and other special wrestling video features. For your one-stop shop in the world of wrestling and video game media, visit our new home at www.wrestlingmedianetwork.com. This has been a breaking news update from WrestleView.com. I'm Adam Martin.
Back to you!
There's the latest news and information on total non-stop action wrestling. It's TNAWrestling.com. TNAWrestling.com. Log on right now and get your fix of all things TNA Wrestling. Event photos, streaming video, and all of the backstage gossip is just one click away. Plus, right now, you can find special savings in our merchandise area with a complete line of DVDs featuring Nevermore, the best of Raven, Enigma, the best of Jeff Hardy, and Phenomenal, the best of AJ Styles. Plus, all of our monthly pay-per-view events on DVD as well. And don't forget to check out photos of our lovely ladies in the knockout section. It's your online home for total non-stop action wrestling. It's TNAWrestling.com. TNAWrestling.com.
Brothers and sisters, we're here for one reason and one reason alone.
What's up, gang? The Trey Dog here with my tag team partner,
JFK.
Are you looking for the latest and greatest in wrestling media?
Check out a brand new site, www.wrestlingmedianetwork.com.
The new home of some of your favorite wrestling radio shows, such as
Wrestling News Live,
WTR Sunday Nights,
Monday Night Mayhem,
Wrestling Weekly,
and Trash Talking Radio.
Also, a brand new show that will cover the latest from the world of PS2, PS3, Xbox, and Xbox 360 video games. Not to mention video interviews and other special wrestling video features. For your one-stop shop in the world of wrestling and video game media,
visit our new home at www.wrestlingmedianetwork.com.
Country boys gonna rock and roll. Yeah, the record.
the band told me so. You'll never get it on the radio. Well, I'm a crazy son of a
bad word,
but I know I'm gonna make it big and rich. Yeah, I'm gonna let it
www.wrestlingmedianetwork.com.
Hey, do you find that wrestling is more to you than just a passing fancy? Do you need to know more about your favorite wrestler? Do you absolutely have to know all about their history? You, my friend, aren't just passionate. You're obsessed.
Geez, you know, that information might have been a little more useful to me yesterday.
We have a fix for that.
Throw me a freaking bone here. Need the info.
Check out obsessedwithwrestling.com. All the info you need to know about everyone. Located at www.obsessedwithwrestling.com. Histories, title info, bios, aliases, real names.
Once again, things that could have been brought to my attention yesterday!
If wrestling isn't just a passion, but an obsession, check out www.obsessedwithwrestling.com today.
Young, Les Thatcher, back with you at Wrestling Weekly. Right now on the line from the PW Torch at pwtorch.com, columnist Bruce Mitchell is on the show. Bruce, thanks for being on the show this week for our 2005 year-end review.
It's good to be on. It's good to be on with you guys.
Did you have a good holiday, Bruce?
I absolutely did. Spent a lot of family time. Too short, though.
Very good. What did you get Johnny Fairplay for Christmas?
We had a conversation on the phone, and he told me, he told me about the fabulous things he's doing in Hollywood, and I said that sounded fabulous, and that's how it worked. What do you get the guy that has everything?
Did he get you a VIP pass for the Playboy Mansion or anything?
You know, that's been discussed several times, and it never seems to come through for him. you can always have that dream, but,
Listen, Doc, I always pick on Bruce when he's on, and I've got to take, I've said a couple times, boy, it was last year he made me the general manager of his fantasy draft. See, the Torch does fantasy draft every year, and last year I made. But I do want to take him to task for his choices. Each person, whether you're one of the readers, can write in anyway. There's a legit draft, but this is Mitchell's fantasy draft if he's going to start a promotion. And his number one draft pick is Vince McMahon.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, Stephanie McMahon. Number three, Johnny Laurinaitis. Number four, Jeff Jarrett. Number five, Jonathan Coachman. Number six, The Undertaker.
Okay.
And then six again. Dutch Mantel.
Yeah, I blame the editor for that.
Okay. Number seven, Triple H. Number eight, Raven. Number nine, Dusty Rhodes. And number 10, The Boogeyman. Now, my only question is, Bruce, what is the name of your drug dealer?
Now, you left out, you journalists are all the same. You leave out part of the story.
You
sensationalize it so that you can sell more copies of your newsletter. That's how you people are. You left out the entire premise of, I said it was the fantasy draft, but it takes time to get these fantasy promotions up and running. You got to get the right fantasy cable TV deal. You got to get the right fantasy merchandising deal and the right fantasy financing. So it's going to take me some time, and these guys are all on exclusive contracts. So you're not going to be seeing them anywhere else for a while until I get all my things together. So that was the premise of it. But as I said, once again, irresponsible journalism. Irresponsible journalism raises its ugly head in the world of professional wrestling.
Before we get into the pluses and minuses of last year, what do you think the timetable is for the Boogeyman to end up being the WWE World Champion?
I think he wrestles Undertaker at WrestleMania. That's the one to me. That they come out, they do their big entrances and all that. And I'm real tired of the Undertaker, but it's like all that stuff. But I love the guy for one thing. I can't Les, maybe I'm wrong, but I can't think of anybody who's been on a wrestling television show that was pushed that never ran to the ropes. They always just stand. They have so little trust in what that guy can do. They stand him right in the middle of the ring, and the poor other wrestler jumps into his arms so he can get pump handle slammed. Mm-hmm. I mean, he doesn't move. He must be a piece of work. I mean,
all I can say is, what kind of bonuses clause in the contract to eat the worms?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, but you know, the one thing I'll say about the guy, he goes back, you know, to the carnival days of professional wrestling. You know, the carnival always had the alcoholic guy that would bite the head off the chicken for a bonus.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there you are. That's the geek, you know, the guy eating the worms. Right?
You know. I'm going to tell you a part of a conversation that was told to me by, these two parties had this conversation, and one guy had actually worked with a boogeyman or was going to or something anyway, and he was telling the other party, he said, you know, they don't want him to show that he knows anything about wrestling. And the second party said, that won't be much of a stretch.
They cast the right guy, huh?
Yeah. He's not playing outside of his element.
Well, you know, that's maybe, I don't know. There have been some stinkers through the years, but, I mean, even Bill Kazmaier and Giant Gonzalez could at least hit the ropes or, you know, walk back and forth. I mean, they didn't do it very well, but they did try it. This guy, just like, man.
Speaking of Giant Gonzalez, they just signed this big guy from the Longest Yard, didn't they?
Yeah, they sure did. And he's horrible. You know, when he's in Japan, he's terrible. Oh, boy. I know you trainers can, you know your stuff, but I don't know what you do with him.
I don't see a lot, to be quite honest with you. I don't see a lot.
What would you tell him, Les, after a training session?
Gosh, I don't know. You know, I've never seen him, but, you know, watching him in that movie, he's not the most coordinated guy in the world.
Mm-hmm.
No, I've seen him in some matches. He's not. No, he's up there with Gonzalez. I mean, I want the belt. I mean, he's, I don't know what they're going to do with him. But then on the other hand, they've got some people, you know, they've got the boogeyman, so, I mean,
right.
I mean, who knows?
Yes, well, they can always, what was the faction they had with all the freaks in it?
Oh, yeah, the I want to say the menagerie. That's not what it was.
What was it?
Yeah,
John Tenta was in it.
Tenta and Luna was in it, and, yeah, it was a Vince Russo special. What was it? Wasn't the Geeks. What was it? Oh, anyway, forget it.
It was one of those forgettable candies.
Yeah.
But, you know, what? Let me ask you.
You're talking about the Oddities.
The Oddities.
The
that's
Oddities,
it.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. Well, the obvious name, that's why we couldn't think of. Bruce, you've been a fan for a while. And, like, it's not like some of these things that we're talking about now were tried 100 years ago and failed. Some of these things were tried less than 10 years ago and failed. Why are they doing them again?
That's, you know, when they had the match with Kurt Angle wrestling Daivari, and Daivari laid right down, I just thought, oh, my God, I can't believe they're doing, you know, Kevin Nash falling down to the one-finger, you know, one-finger thing from Hulk Hogan and how much damage that did to them. And then I just thought, you know, if you think about WWE creative, you know, Stephanie McMahon's been following one company for about 6 years. Those writers never saw that. They don't, you know, no one's going to tell them.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there's things that go on, you know, there's just big mistakes that go on, you know, over and over again. And, that, you know, now we're seeing a lot of the WCW in its last days things going on. And it's really frustrating because, I mean, I know it must, you know, when you see the mistakes that did so much damage, and it's not like time is going to change or they've gotten, you know, they were ahead of their time or anything. They were just, you know, bad ideas, a bad idea sometimes.
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
So what's the what's your positive and negative from 2005?
My positive would be it's a pretty obvious choice in some ways, but the Ring of Honor match with Kenny Kobashi versus Samoa Joe, because I think it was a great match, but it really kind of set Ring of Honor as what they said they were, which was kind of this work rate their best guy could hold his own with the best Japanese wrestler of the last 15 years. Mm-hmm. Kind of this legend in the ring. And not only that, but it symbolically came at a time where, and I think this is a pretty important deal, where Ring of Honor has been able to sustain themselves financially through selling the DVDs and having, and basically through selling the DVDs, and the house shows are kind of the lost leaders, but they still, they still have successful house shows too. Mm-hmm. So they're not, they're not being financed by their money guy all the time. They sustain themselves. They do that, and this was their biggest seller, and this was honestly a great match. So it symbolically worked, and it was just, pure wrestling. I mean, it was pure, pure knock the crap out of them strong style wrestling, but it was pure wrestling. And I think this was the best moment of the year. I mean, you had fans that were really happy to see it, and there wasn't any, it was a guy, in Samoa Joe, it was a guy who'd earned where he was, through his hard work, and so has Ring of Honor. Now, do they sustain that? I don't know, but I think that business model of being able to do it without television is a pretty amazing business model. I wouldn't have said that would ever work.
What you just said is the key ingredient, Joe. And here's a guy who, just to look, the first time you look at him, he's not your pick to be anything special, right?
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. I know when I have friends over and I go, you need to see this, and it's always the same reaction when the guy walks out, like, you've been talking about this guy, and then after you watch the match, the reaction changes, the reaction changes dramatically because he's just such a kick-ass guy. And I think I like his promos. I think his promos are a throwback to the days of the territories, the days where I really became a fan, where you would have people that talked in a normal voice, but you knew they were about kicking ass.
Kind of like a Wahoo McDaniel.
Absolutely, there's a little, to me, there's a little bit of Ole Anderson in him. That he's just going to hurt you, and that's the way it is, and that's what he's talking about. And the good side of the performer, and it's such a refreshing thing. I mean, it's there's some style to it. It's not just it's not just some dry, something dry. But I mean, his work in the ring, I mean, he is something else. I mean, I just hope he gets financially rewarded for it.
Yeah, and I think he will. I think he'll end up with Vince at some point. There's no doubt in my mind. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
Let's move over to the other side of the spectrum, to the negative.
Well, I think the firing of Jim Ross on the air was such a fiasco in so many different ways. When you when you look at, this was the guy that was the voice of the promotion that people trusted so much, mm-hmm. and sold so many products and sold so many pay-per-views, and he was one of the best announcers ever, arguably, and I'd argue it, the best announcer ever, and that's such an important role, and they just devalued it so much, and it was so, and when you look back on it, it was so bizarre because it seemed like all it was a big heel angle where they would bring him back triumphantly, and Stone Cold Steve Austin would save him, and Austin didn't save him. And Austin got that injury, but he also walked out and hasn't been back there since. They ruined the pay per view. They wasted a Steve Austin match, a Steve Austin main event on a pay per view.
Mm-hmm.
They had so much bad feeling from fans and from people, and I think they really did damage to themselves right at the time when they were switching networks. And I think that in some ways they haven't recovered. I don't think Joey Styles is doing anywhere near the job, and Jonathan Coachman is just this, he's one of those guys that we gets pushed down our throats, and he just doesn't have it. I mean, it's
tell,
not
tell me if you agree or not, but I get the style. Joey doesn't come across with the same fire and passion that he did on ECW.
Yeah, I think so. I think you're right. I mean, I think that, I think that he had that identification with the product, and now he doesn't have that. He was being produced by Heyman, but now he's got, people yelling in his ear that he's not used to. And it really shows up to me in the go-home segments where Ross was so good at, no matter whether it was, whether coming into the pay-per-view, whether the angles were good or not, Ross could really, really go over the top and still hold his credibility with his enthusiasm. And Joey just can't do it. Joey doesn't have the enthusiasm.
Yeah,
and,
yeah. To throw just a couple sentences out about the Ross thing, plain and simple, and I said this to anybody that brought it up to me, Jim brought class to the business. He deserved to go out with something.
Absolutely. And, you know, it was so whether behind the scenes they hated him and he was horrible or whatever, and I don't think he was. I mean, I think there was some real hatred there, but he wasn't horrible. I thought he did a very difficult job very well for a long time as far as behind the scenes that was going to get him some heat. But I think that even that they devalued their own company and they didn't pay respect to themselves and to their fans, much less to him, that there are people that, you know, that didn't see Jim Ross that way and didn't want that to happen. And it was just so bad for their own company, whether they hated him or not, they should have still treated him with respect and said, you know, and he would have gone along with, well, it's time to move on to a different point in my life and, you know, give him a tribute and let him go with some decency. I mean, it was too close to reality of what Vince McMahon's like right now and what Stephanie McMahon's like right now, and that's not good. That's not.
Do you have any predictions for
2006? Let's see. Predictions for 2006. I don't think we're going to get – I think in WWE, I don't think we're going to get some of the level of matches we've had in the last several years just because I think some of their top wrestlers they've been relying on seem to be slowing down. To me, it's pretty obvious with Shawn Michaels the last few weeks. And Triple H, I don't know what's with him. And he doesn't seem to have the fire that he's normally had. Kurt Angle.
He has a belt.
Yeah, well, that's... well, I mean, he can get that whenever he's ready. I mean,
right.
And, you know, Kurt Angle is, you know, physically beaten up, too. And I don't know that he... So, I don't know where the great matches are coming. Chris Benoit's still at his level, but, you know, and they lost it. You know, they lost Eddie Guerrero. And while I picked what I picked, obviously the lowest moment of the year for anybody watching wrestling, I think, was what happened with Eddie.
Absolutely.
But, you know, I think we're going to have some of that. I think TNA is going to be, for better or for worse, Sting and Jeff Jarrett. So, I don't think that's going to break through anywhere. God, I sound so negative, but of course I'm known for that. And I think Ring of Honor will continue to. I think they found a formula where they're going to bring in some of the very good workers from Japan and have them in the mix with their people and do pretty well. So I don't know. There still seems to me like there's a space for a real hungry underdog that challenges WWE, whether TNA does that or not, I don't know. I think that now they've put their $500,000 in Sting, it's going to be Sting and Jeff Jarrett for another year.
Yeah.
So, you know, we'll see. There's going to be some pick and choose good wrestling, but, you know, and I think we're going to see, I think when Vince McMahon says he's not going to take any crap off of anybody anymore, I think we'll see some nutty stuff because of that.
Yeah, absolutely. That. Check out Bruce Mitchell's columns at pwtorch.com.
All right, guys. It was good to hear from you in the new year.
Hey, Bruce. Always a pleasure, and we'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks.
All right, Les.
All right, you take care now.
You too, bud.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bruce Mitchell from PW Torch here on Wrestling Weekly. Good segment. He's a good guy.
Yeah.
He knows his stuff.
I'll tell you, he and Alvarez are the two humor guys for me that write about the business.
Mm-hmm.
And I enjoy... Well, if you haven't been to Figure Four, you got to check out. Brian has a wit about him that he's reporting the same thing everybody else is, but in his own, you know, with his wit, it's much different. Bruce is the same way, but yeah, they're both good writers.
Mm, absolutely. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, Irish Pete Doyle from UPW, he's a former WWE writer, so he might have a lot of interesting things to say about 2005, and I'm excited to hear some of his predictions for 2006. We're going to get to that in just a minute. It's Doc Young and Les Thatcher with you here on Wrestling Weekly. We're going to be right back in a moment with, of course, Irish Pete Doyle. Stick around.
We know, you hate this part, but Wrestling Weekly will return after this short break.
Why are you doing this to me?
Here's the latest news and information on total non-stop action wrestling. It's TNAWrestling.com. TNAWrestling.com. Log on right now and get your fix of all things TNA Wrestling. Event photos, streaming video, and all of the backstage gossip. It's just one click
Plus, right now, you can find special savings in our merchandise area with a complete line of DVDs featuring Nevermore, the best of Raven, Enigma, the best of Jeff Hardy, and Phenomenal, the best of AJ Styles. Plus, all of our monthly pay-per-view events on DVD as well. And don't forget to check out photos of our lovely ladies in the knockout section. It's your online home for total non-stop action wrestling. It's TNAWrestling.com. TNAWrestling.com.
Hey, do you find that wrestling is more to you than just a passing fancy? Do you need to know more about your favorite wrestler? Do you absolutely have to know all about their history? You, my friend, aren't just passionate. You're obsessed.
Geez, you know, that information might have been a little more useful to me yesterday.
We have a fix for that.
Throw me a freaking bone here. Need the info.
Check out obsessedwithwrestling.com. All the info you need to know about everyone. Located at www.obsessedwithwrestling.com. Histories, title info, bios, aliases, real names.
Once again, things that could have been brought to my attention yesterday!
If wrestling isn't just a passion, but an obsession, check out www.obsessedwithwrestling.com today.
Brothers and sisters, we're here for one reason and one reason alone.
What's up, gang? The Trey Dog here with my tag team partner,
JFK.
Are you looking for the latest and greatest in wrestling media?
Check out a brand new site, www.wrestlingmedianetwork.com.
The new home of some of your favorite wrestling radio shows, such as
Wrestling News Live,
WTR Sunday Nights,
Monday Night Mayhem,
Wrestling Weekly,
and Trash Talking Radio.
Also, a brand new show that will cover the latest from the world of PS2, PS3, Xbox, and Xbox 360 video games. Not to mention video interviews and other special wrestling video features. For your one-stop shop in the world of wrestling and video game media,
visit our new home at www.wrestlingmedianetwork.com.
Country boys don't rock and roll. Yeah, the record man's home is so you'll never get it on the radio. Well, I'm a crazy son of a
bad word,
but I know I'm gonna make it big and rich. Yeah, I'm gonna let it break.
www.wrestlingmedianetwork.com.
And now it's time for the news.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Hello, this is Adam Martin from WrestleView.com with some breaking news. For all the latest and greatest in wrestling media, check out a brand new website at www.wrestlingmedianetwork.com, the new home of some of your favorite wrestling radio shows such as WTR Sunday Nights, Wrestling News Live, Monday Night Mayhem, Wrestling Weekly, and Trash Talking Radio. Also, a brand new show that will cover all the latest from the world of PS2, PS3, Xbox, and Xbox 360 video games, not to mention video interviews and other special wrestling video features. For your one-stop shop in the world of wrestling and video game media, visit our new home at www.wrestlingmedianetwork.com. This has been a breaking news update from WrestleView.com. I'm Adam Martin.
Back to you!
Doc Young and Les Thatcher back here with you at Wrestling Weekly. Right now on the line from California's UPW, Irish Pete Doyle. Pete, thanks for being on the show.
Oh, pleasure as always.
Pete,
how are you guys doing?
Good. How about yourself?
Ah, tremendous.
Are you watching? Are you watching the Rose Bowl?
I sure am, and I am loving it.
Are you? You're happy that Texas is up, then, huh?
Oh, of course. I'm not from California. I'm originally from Ireland, so, you know.
Right.
All these guys out here jumping on the USC bandwagon, you know. It's like one week they're a UCLA fan, and one week they're USC. And whoever's on top, that's who they support. It's like, what have you done for me lately out here, you know? So I love when their teams lose.
So, Pete, what you got for positive and negative for 2005?
Positive, definitely TNA getting that nice TV deal with Spike. It's definitely great for the business. I don't think they're an immediate threat, and I don't even look at it that way. You know, I love to see as many good, solid promotions as possible in this industry.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause it's only good for business, you know. And obviously, you know, Vince is a businessman. He wants to be number one, and he wants to be the only big dog in town. And you know, TNA wants to be up there, whether they admit it or not. You know, everybody's in this industry to make money at the end of the day, you know.
Right.
But, you know, the more big promotions in this business, the better it is overall, because then you have competition, then you have shows just trying to be better to be, you know, number one, and then you have guys working harder to get the top spot and to get maybe a better contract with the opposition or a different company, and it's just better for business. I mean, you look when WCW was in the height of their, you know, success, you know, the business was just probably the best it's been in years and years, you know. And when you have more than one promotion on national TV, it's a beautiful thing. And I think this business is back up from a downswing that's been on for the last 3-4 years, you know.
Do you see a big boom coming?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Definitely. Yeah, well, once WWE realizes that TNA is sticking around and they're serious, and once TNA understands the concept of TV and what they need to be putting on TV, because I don't think they have a full grasp of that yet, then you'll definitely see a big turnaround, and I think that will happen before the middle of this year, because, you know, you got coming to the summer here, they're going to need to start putting on some good, solid shows, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We talked about this briefly, Pete, but with apparently Spike throwing a few bucks in on the Sting deal, how much is this going to give them any type of control creatively? And if so, I see it as a negative, because they obviously don't understand the product. In fact, the people dealing with the product aren't, I'm not sure they understand it all the time.
Do you think that it's better if they do really understand the product, or is it better if the fans are sort of like, you know, marks?
I think if I want you to work on my Mercedes, I want to know that you know how to work on my Mercedes.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's nothing worse. I mean, you can see from you know, and as much as I always vouch for WWE, you can see when people who are on the creative team who are from, you know, Hollywood and don't understand the wrestling business, you can see how that hurts the product. And at the end of the day, sure, it's Vince that makes the decisions and Stephanie makes the decisions, but when you have other influences in there, it hurts the product. And of course, and I totally agree with Les, if you're going to be putting money in and you're going to have a say-so, you better know this business, otherwise you're going to hurt the product. And if TNA better not be just taking money from anybody just to have the money, because what's the point of having the money if you're not going to have the product?
Exactly, yeah.
You don't need a whole lot of money to come up with a good storyline, a good angle, you know? And if they, I would rather not take a huge amount of money and use lower-tier talent in a good, solid wrestling angle instead of taking hundreds of thousands of dollars and just trying to get ratings when you're going to make yourself maybe look pathetic.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to hurt you more in the long run, you know?
Mm-hmm. So what about a negative, Pete?
Negative, man. And I joked around with this. Because everybody else had all the other negatives before I got a chance to say anything.
That's true.
So, so I was left with, you know, I think a big negative for this business is Lex Luger and Buff Bagwell getting booked on a show anywhere. I think if they get booked on a show anywhere, the fans better be getting paid to come see the show. I could not sit there. You know, I worked with Buff on WWE, and let me tell you, I felt sorry for the guy. In all honesty, you know, but I just think he's one of the most overrated talents in this industry. And Luger, you know, he's got his own issues going on, and, you know, I'm not blaming him on anything that happened in the last few years. I think we know what we're all talking about. We don't need to go into it.
Right.
But I blame him for his own work rate in the ring, which is all I care about, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what people do in their personal lives. I tune into a wrestling show to see wrestling, and I don't want to see these two guys. I don't even want to hear these guys are getting booked anywhere. Stuff like that is killing this business, you know? And I'm sorry if I offend any of you guys. I don't know if you guys know these guys or like these guys or what have you, but I think the less pathetic wrestlers out there who are just, oh, my God.
Sorry. He can't even say it.
I can't. If I go further, I'll say stuff that I'll get censored on. I shouldn't.
That's true. I don't want to have to stay late after the show editing this thing.
You see, Doc, the thing that makes Pete unique is he's a writer that might actually understand the product he was to write about. That's frightening in the year 2000.
Yeah, which is why he's no longer with the WWE.
Exactly. There you go.
Exactly. Yeah, well, sure. You're an electrician? Well, we'll put you in the accounting department.
There you go. That's beautiful.
Do you have any predictions for 2006? Big year coming up, I hope.
Yeah, I do, too. I think it's going to be a great year for this industry. I really do. You know, I'm glad to see that Brock could wrestle in Japan. I think that's going to help, you know, the industry on that end.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Japanese wrestling has always been a big staple of this industry. Whether, you know, a lot of Americans aren't clued into it, but I definitely think that, you know, a lot of the American wrestlers go over there and they become a lot better, you know, than like lower card wrestlers. They seem to be bigger over there for some reason, especially the big guys. And when they go over there, after not being so successful over here, they kind of learn more, and they come back here to the States, and they're more successful. And I think that's a good thing. So I think Brock may eventually come back. I believe we'll see him in TNA or WWE maybe before the end of this year.
Oh, that would be a big prediction.
Yeah, I think you'll. I've said this in recent weeks in this conversation, is WWE needs him right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, forget all the please come back with your hat in your hand and let's just work a deal out because we are light on talent.
Yeah. Well, in all, I don't know. I think they do have some great talent. I just don't think right now they know how to use them.
Well, I won't disagree with that. I will not disagree with that. But I also think they've got more guys light on talent in key positions than they've had in a long time. And that's one of the reasons they've turned to the sophomoric comedy and the girls kissing the girls again and you know, the boogeyman takes like that.
Yeah. And I definitely think that, you know, this WrestleMania will have to be, you know, better than the last few years to bring some audience back because no matter what, even if you haven't watched Raw in a few months or a few weeks, You tend to want to buy WrestleMania because it's WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the point of the year where you need to capitalize on those kind of, you know, fan bases and drag people back to your weekly shows. And they need to pull out something here. And this Royal Rumble is the start of that road to WrestleMania. And they need to start right there and just go forth with it, you know.
Absolutely. I agree with you. UPW, tell us about it.
Oh, it's this promotion that hasn't had a show in almost a freaking year.
Really?
Yeah. Well, you know, the thing is with this business being on a downswing, and Rick Bassman, he owns UPW and he owns Valor Fighting, which is a shoe fighting company.
Mm-hmm.
It's a small shoe fighting company. But he's a smart business guy, and as much as, you know, I love the pro wrestling business, you know, he just didn't want to do anything pro wrestling for the rest of this year because of the downswing and the negativity he's been getting. And he put more of his money into the shoe fighting end of things where he's been making money. And, you know, you can't blame him for that. He's a businessman and he wants to make money, you know.
Right, absolutely.
But we're making a comeback probably February 11th at the local OC Dojo in Southern California, Orange County here, where all the guys train and the Valor guys train, and it's a nice gym where you can actually go and work out and sign up and learn how to wrestle or just learn how to work out correctly for your body type. But we're going to do shows there. It seats about 400, you know. And, yeah, we'll hopefully get back on the roll here and do a show a month and see where it goes from there, you know.
Sounds good. What's the website? Pimp that website.
UPW.com. It's very hard to remember, so you might want to write that down.
Write it down, folks.
Yeah, I'm glad you remembered, Rick.
It's never mind. Not that I don't remember. I just like to have the guest do it.
Son, you're great. You're awesome.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We are, let's get him off the phone. No,
I mean, I was just kidding about making fun of you. You are great.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Pete.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
You're not as good as Les.
Of course not.
Pete, we're paranoid, for God's sake.
We're out of time, Pete.
Paranoid, isn't he?
Yeah. We're out of time, Pete.
What?
We're out of time.
I got more to say.
I know you do.
Texas.
Go Texas.
Texas.
Yes.
All right,
Pete. I want to thank you for being on the show, and we'll see you again in a couple weeks when you come back and do Hot Topic again.
I look forward to it, as always.
All right.
You take care. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Pete Doyle, Irish Pete Doyle, here from UPW, and, of course, like I said, former WWE writer. He's got a lot of opinions, and he says them well.
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did.
And he made you paranoid.
And he made me paranoid now. Jeez.
That's okay. When we get off the air here in about half an hour, you can go watch Girls Gone Wild, and you'll be all right again.
Yeah, probably. Well, I'm gonna get that. Actually, tonight I'm gonna watch the Royal Rumble 2000 Miss Royal Rumble pageant.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
All right. Well, that's.
It's already in my VCR and it's waiting for me.
I hear you.
11 o'clock. Ding.
All right.
It's time. All right. We're gonna take a quick break, guys. You know, mute my obsessions. We're gonna take a quick break. When we come back, we've got Dave Meltzer coming up from Wrestling Observer. And we're going to find out his positive and negative for the year. And predictions
for this upcoming pay-per-view.
Yes. Yeah, we got that coming up also, yes, of course. And I thought you were going to say his predictions for 2006.
Well, we'll have that, too.
Yeah, we'll have that, too. So.
Coming your way right after this.
Good ending.
We know, you hate this part, but Wrestling Weekly will return after this short break.
Why are you doing this to me?
And now it's time for the news.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Hello, this is Adam Martin from WrestleView.com with some breaking news. For all the latest and greatest in wrestling media, check out a brand new website at www.wrestlingmedianetwork.com, the new home of some of your favorite wrestling radio shows such as WTR Sunday Nights, Wrestling News Live, Monday Night Mayhem, Wrestling Weekly, and Trash Talking Radio. Also, a brand new show that will cover all the latest from the world of PS2, PS3, Xbox, and Xbox 360 video games, not to mention video interviews and other special wrestling video features. For your one-stop shop in the world of wrestling and video game media, visit our new home at www.wrestlingmedianetwork.com. This has been a breaking news update from WrestleView.com. I'm Adam Martin.
Back to you.
Here's the latest news and information on Total Nonstop Action Wrestling. It's TNAWrestling.com. TNAWrestling.com. Log on right now and get your fix of all things TNA Wrestling. Event photos, streaming video, and all of the backstage gossip is just one click away. Plus, right now, you can find special savings in our merchandise area with a complete line of DVDs featuring Nevermore, the best of Raven, Enigma, the best of Jeff Hardy, and Phenomenal, the best of AJ Styles. Plus, all of our monthly pay-per-view events on DVD as well. And don't forget to check out photos of our lovely ladies in the knockout section. It's your online home for Total Nonstop Action Wrestling. It's TNAWrestling.com. TNAWrestling.com.
Hey, do you find that wrestling is more to you than just a passing fancy? Do you need to know more about your favorite wrestler? Do you absolutely have to know all about their history? You, my friend, aren't just passionate. You're obsessed.
Geez, you know, that information might have been a little more useful to me yesterday.
We have a fix for that.
Throw me a freaking bone here. Need the info.
Check out ObsessedWithWrestling.com. All the info you need to know about everyone located at www.obsessedwithwrestling.com. Histories, title info, bios, aliases, real names.
Once again, things that could have been brought to my attention yesterday!
If wrestling isn't just a passion, but an obsession, check out www.obsessedwithwrestling.com today.
Brothers and sisters, we're here for one reason and one reason alone.
What's up, gang? The Trey Dog here with my tag team partner,
JFK.
Are you looking for the latest and greatest in wrestling media?
Check out our brand new site, www.wrestlingmedianetwork.com.
The new home of some of your favorite wrestling radio shows, such as
Wrestling News Live,
WTR Sunday Nights,
Monday Night Mayhem,
Wrestling Weekly,
and Trash Talking Radio.
Also, a brand new show that will cover the latest from the world of PS2, PS3, Xbox, and Xbox 360 video games. Not to mention video interviews and other special wrestling video features. For your one-stop shop in the world of wrestling and video game media,
visit our new home at www.wrestlingmedianetwork.com.
Country boys don't rock and roll. Yeah, the record man's home, so you'll never get it on the radio. Well, I'm a crazy son of a
bad word,
but I know I'm gonna make it big and rich. Yeah, I'm gonna let it
www.wrestlingmedianetwork.com.
Here's the latest news and information on total non-stop action wrestling. It's TNAWrestling.com. TNAWrestling.com. Log on right now and get your fix of all things TNA Wrestling. Event photos, streaming video, and all of the backstage gossip. Just one click away. Plus, right now, you can find special savings in our merchandise area with a complete line of DVDs featuring Nevermore, the best of Raven, Enigma, the best of Jeff Hardy, and Phenomenal, the best of AJ Styles. Plus, all of our monthly pay-per-view events on DVD as well. And don't forget to check out photos of our lovely ladies in the knockout section. It's your online home for total non-stop action wrestling. It's TNAWrestling.com. TNAWrestling.com.
And now it's time for the news.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Hello, this is Adam Martin from WrestleView.com with some breaking news. For all the latest and greatest in wrestling media, check out a brand new website at www.wrestlingmedianetwork.com, the new home of some of your favorite wrestling radio shows such as WTR Sunday Nights, Wrestling News Live, Monday Night Mayhem, Wrestling Weekly, and Trash Talking Radio. Also, a brand new show that will cover all the latest from the world of PS2, PS3, Xbox, and Xbox 360 video games, not to mention video interviews and other special wrestling video features. For your one-stop shop in the world of wrestling and video game media, visit our new home at www.wrestlingmedianetwork.com. This has been a breaking news update from WrestleView.com. I'm Adam Martin.
Back to you!
Bud Light presents Real American Heroes. Today, we salute you, Mr. Pro Wrestling Wardrobe Designer.
Mr. Pro Wrestling Wardrobe Designer.
While lesser designers would shy away from putting 300-pound men in spandex, you embrace it.
Yes, you do.
Pushing fashion to its limits, literally, you pair tights with a cape, a leotard with a mask, leather boots with a thong.
Oh, look at
all understated ways of saying, I'm going to rip your head off and look fabulous doing it. So crack open an ice cold Bud Light, Mr. Pro Wrestling Wardrobe Guy. Because without you, a man crushing another man's head in his arms would just look silly.
Mr. Pro Wrestling Wardrobe Design.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
The tenant in apartment A is brushing with Brand X toothpaste, which is designed to better help whiten teeth and remove tartar buildup, while the tenant in apartment B
is brushing with Gamma Fresh. Gamma Fresh brand toothpaste, now with radioactive mutagen. It's the only toothpaste designed to turn you into a giant gelatinous blob with powerful laser beam vision. 4 out of 5 mad scientists agree you'll be an unstoppable killing machine with healthier teeth and gums if you use Gamma Fresh brand toothpaste.
Oh my God, it's destroying the city!
Looks like someone's been brushing with Gamma Fresh. Gamma Fresh brand toothpaste, another fine product of Scumco.
Are you tired of going through stores with shelves filled with merchandise when all you're really looking for is nothing? Maybe you should try Zero Mart, the best place for high-quality brand name nothing. When you walk into Zero Mart, you'll be amazed by the wall-to-wall nothing that fills the entire store. Not only that, you won't believe how much you'll save by shopping at Zero Mart.
All right, sir, that'll come to $0.00.
Wow! By shopping here, I've saved all my money! Hey, I should shop here more often!
The dollar stores can't beat those prices. In fact, no one can beat our prices. No, really, they can't. It's mathematically impossible. Don't worry, just because we're cutting back on the prices doesn't mean we're cutting back on the customer service.
Sonny, can you help me lift this big nothing over here?
Sure, no problem.
Plus, this week only, we're having a special sale at Zero Mart. 100% off on all nothing in the store. Everything must go. Wait a minute, it's already gone. So rush on over to Zero Mart and cash in on the savings.
When nothing is what fills your heart, head on down to Zero Mart.
Doc Young, Les Thatcher, back here with you at Wrestling Weekly. Well, Dave's kind of AWOL.
AWOL.
We couldn't get a hold of him.
Absent without leave? Well, shame on him.
Yes.
Maybe he's running into somebody. I know he puts the Observer to bed on Wednesday nights, so maybe he's run into some difficulties. That's possible anyway.
Could be.
Maybe your paranoia has driven him off, Doc. I'm not sure.
That could be also.
Yes.
We are going to be talking about, though, right now, New Year's Revolution. It's time for Doc and Les's predictions. I like that. Doc and Les's predictions. That's
like
what we'll call it.
Well, okay.
But anyway, New Year's Revolution.
Mark that before somebody takes it and sues us, okay?
Exactly. You can do it the Vince way. The New Year's Revolution pay-per-view is, of course, this Sunday.
Right.
Starting at 8 Eastern, and there's a lot of good matches on the cards. Let's get to them. My favorite match, the women's champion Trish Stratus versus Mickie James. This is the first match.
Stratus retains, I think.
I'm going to go with Mickie James on this one. I think that they're actually going to try to do something and do a good storyline here and bring Mickie up. Alexis Lurie, Mickie James, whatever you want to call her. Incredible wrestler.
Yeah, she's a good little hand.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I just think that Stratus will hang on to the belt. And we'll see.
Yes, we will.
You've proven to be a soothsayer in the past. You could be again.
Yes, we might have to see. Braun Panties Gauntlet match. My New Year's...
I don't have a prediction, for God's sake. I don't know.
Firstly,
I don't know. Secondly, is it relevant?
No, not really, but it is on the card.
Thank you.
It's Ashley versus Maria versus Tori Wilson versus Victoria.
Ever.
Yes.
Braun Panties Gauntlet match.
Versus Candice Marie. I'm going to go with Victoria. Just out of nowhere.
Okay, you can go with Victoria. Whatever. I don't. Do I have to pick?
Yes, you do.
All right. All right.
People are going to think you hate women.
Well, I think Victoria. I mean, she's the only actual wrestler in the bunch.
Yeah.
Maybe that. Of course, you know. I don't know. All right, I'll go with Victoria too.
Okay. All right. Next match is Gregory Helms versus Jerry the King Lawler. They've finally brought the storyline to TV, have they?
I guess. What storyline?
the whole Gregory Helms heel turn hasn't been on TV. It's been WWE Unlimited during the commercials.
I don't know. I would say if you're trying to make Helms into a heel, since Lawler is a commentator, you put Helms over.
Mm-hmm.
But then I don't know if these people write the way I think or not. So
exactly, that's what I was thinking earlier when I was thinking about my prediction.
They're probably thinking, well, Jerry is a very high profile celebrity on our show every week. We can't offend him, so let's put him over,
mm-hmm.
which won't help Helms worth a damn.
Right, exactly.
Which again doesn't have any logic or make any sense. So we'll go with Lawler on the strength of it not making sense.
I'm going to go with Lawler also because the way they've been treating Gregory Helms lately, putting his entire storyline on WWE Unlimited during commercials, that's not respect. And I don't think they're going to respect him this Sunday. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, I got you, Doc.
You know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Ric Flair versus Edge for the Intercontinental Championship.
I got to go with Flair.
I also am going to go with Flair on this one, and I'm going to tell you why. I do have a good reason. Edge still has the Money in the Bank. If he's the Intercontinental Champion, they're going to want to keep it on him for a little bit, you know. He still has to have time to use that Money in the Bank before WrestleMania.
Yeah.
So this is why I'm going to go with Ric Flair.
Okay.
Big Show versus Triple H.
You know what? Under other circumstances, I would go with Trip, but I think I'm going to go with Show on this one simply for the hand cast. Was a good thought for somebody. I don't know who it was. I totally dislike sledgehammers, crowbars, guitars, and
canes,
silly things of that ill, and briefcases like Edge's silly thing, but. It makes sense. They've done something to me that has some logic to it. The Show took this negative, the broken, and turned it into a positive.
Mm-hmm.
And Helmsley put it over pretty good, I thought, Monday night. So, I think they need to get Show over. Otherwise, whatever they're doing is dead, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think Helmsley will have the heat. I pick Show.
All right, I'm going to go with Triple H. Sorry, Show. I like you and everything, but there is a reason behind my madness.
You and Trip have probably been talking, I guess.
No.
Okay.
And this is something you can't do, Les. I know you know some people in the business over at WWE. You cannot go and ask them who's going to win and cheat at this game. I know it's crossed your mind.
You mean that's predetermined? Okay, go ahead.
I'm going to go with Triple H, and it's basically because Big Show has never gotten that big break, except he held the heavyweight championship for, what, a week, 2 weeks, something
big
like
Show
that.
Big Show with the big break.
He's never gotten – they've always used him. They brought him up to bring him back down.
Okay.
All the time. So I'm going to go with Triple H on this one.
Okay.
Here's a tough one. The WWE champion, John Cena, and the Elimination Chamber match. Now, here we
got Cena, Angle,
mm-hmm.
Michaels,
mm-hmm.
Kane, and Masters.
Mm-hmm. And Carlito.
And Carlito.
Mm-hmm.
Six guys.
This is going to be a toughie.
I think it comes down to Cena, Angle, and Michaels somewhere in there. I don't see Masters in the mix any way, shape, or Carlito for that matter.
I see Carlito going out first.
Kane's a veteran, and Glenn can hang in there. I don't know. I really don't know where to go with this thing. Maybe this is where they put it on Angle, because it won't hurt. Cena hit a gusher Monday night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he hit an artery, I think.
Usually I've noticed that whoever wins the match before the pay-per-view or whoever gets over on somebody right before the pay-per-view is the person that loses. Does that make sense?
There are sometimes a pattern like that, yes. Some bookers have patterns, you know. By the way, USC is ahead 17-16. Beating ahead of Texas by one.
17-16? How much time is left?
There's still 9:45 left in the third quarter. So
there's still time.
Yeah, sure.
All right.
It's been a low scoring game, though. Everyone thought it would be a high scoring game. Anyway, yeah, I don't know. Maybe this is where they put it on Angle. I don't know.
This is what I'm thinking, too. I would love to see Kurt Angle with it and go to WrestleMania with it. That would be pretty cool. I think Angle's earned it. He's earned a shot again, and I'd love to see him in there. I'm going to go with Angle.
Okay.
Definitely. So I'm going to write these down, Angle. You're going with Angle, too, right?
That's what I just said, yes.
All righty.
You want me to go another way, so hopefully you'll end up way ahead of me here. I know what you're pulling on me.
No.
I know. See, you made me pick a winner in a broad panty. Is it going to make a difference? You tell me, please.
No, it doesn't. But, I mean, we can't pass on a match.
No.
It's a match.
Right, exactly.
New Year's Revolution, live on pay-per-view, Sunday, January 8th at 8 p.m. Eastern.
And then what, the following Sunday is the TNA pay-per-view?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Turning Point.
Yeah.
So we've got more predictions to be making next week. So.
And that's where Sting and Christian go against Monty and Double J, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's the one.
And that's where then Sting and Double J spin off in singles competition.
Yes. You are a soothsayer, too.
Huh?
You're a soothsayer, too. You know what's
going to
happen.
I hope that works out better than I have a feeling it's going to. I mean, I really do.
Yeah.
I really do.
Les.
Yes.
EPWT, tell me what's going on.
Well, the first camp we're doing
Before you start, for the new guys, tell everybody, for the new people that are just listening to the show for the first time tonight, tell everybody what EPWT is about.
EPWT is Elite Pro Wrestling Training. It was founded by myself, Harley Race, and Ricky Steamboat. Ricky, of course, now is working as an agent for WWE. Behind the scenes, and Dr. Tom Pritchard, who at one time was the head scout and trainer for WWE, is on board with us now. So we do 1 day clinics or seminars. We do 2 and 3 day camps in different parts of the country. We have a training manual out, which is called the Professional Wrestler's Workout, an instructional guide by Harley, Steamboat, myself with Alex Marvez, and. You can get that at most any bookstore or order it through sports publishing website or Amazon.com.
I've got my copy. It's awesome.
All right. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. We're real proud of it. Anyway, we do training camps. And the first one coming up in the new year is February 17th, 18th, and 19th in Spindale, North Carolina. And I think Terry Taylor will be joining us, who is a talent scout and an executive with TNA, so it's open to any independent wrestlers beginners as well. We'll be running two rings, Dr. Tom Pritchard, myself, and Terry Taylor, and I think maybe Tracy Smothers will stand by and help us out a little bit, too. Tracy, whether you know it or not, helped train some of the ECW people back in the day. Yes, Tracy's a good hand. So anyway, that's our first gig, and we're working on gigs now for Georgia, Virginia. We're going back to Colorado this year again. We'll be in Vegas in June. I'm not sure. We're working on a deal for Tulsa. So anyway, you can check EPWT.com. We usually have our schedules and what's going on with the company there. And you can email me there at les@epwt.com if you have any questions or any way I can possibly help you.
Excellent. Sounds good. It's been a good show, Les.
Yeah, I think so. And it's time for me, the old man, to go to bed. No.
you're going to watch the rest of the Rose Bowl.
It's way past my bedtime. No, I'm going to finish up on the Rose Bowl.
Yeah, definitely.
Texas up 23-17.
Ah, they scored now.
Yes, now they're both teams are opening up a little bit. Anyway, yes, Doc, it's been a good night, and we're glad everybody check us out. We hope you'll be back with us next week. We've got Kip James, a.k.a. Billy Gunn, a.k.a. Mr. Ass, a.k.a. Lord knows who else, Monty Sapp. Also on with us next week is who?
Dory Funk Jr.
Former world champion.
Yeah, it's going to be our special guest next week. So don't forget to tune us in next week, Wednesday, 9 p.m. Eastern. Be right here, WrestlingWeekly.com. Don't forget to check out what Les is up to every week at www.lesthatcher.com. Also, as he said, EPWT.com is the Elite Pro Wrestling Training Seminars website.
And let me beg for some votes for Host of the Year.
Oh, my God, we almost forgot about that. It's our top story and everything.
Off the site, right?
Yes. Off audiowrestling.com, Les is up for Host of the Year for 2005. Go vote for him. On our main page at WrestlingWeekly.com is the link. You can see the story about Les, and there's a link at the bottom of the story. Click it, vote for Les. We want Les to win.
Yeah, I don't get anything, but yeah, we want Les to win.
Yes. Well, you get to be proud.
I get another big bonus from Doc if I win.
Yes.
Yeah, it's one of the incentive clauses in my 400-page contract.
Exactly.
Okay.
All right, I want to thank Wrestle Talk Radio for their help tonight. Also, don't forget, it's Obsessed with Wrestling, everything you wanted to know about your favorite wrestlers at obsessedwithwrestling.com. All right, I'm Doc Young. He's Les Thatcher. We're out of here, guys. We'll see you next week.
See you next week, Doc.